Hi, good morning, good noon, good afternoon, good night, good evening. Welcome back. This is your Olinda again. Welcome to this new episode of Opera Wears. The name might change again since I don't really know if that's the name for my podcast that I want to use for my whole life. However, let's begin. This episode might be really short because I don't really have a lot to say. A fair sentence here might be, this concert is way beyond my expectation. So, very first, nothing bad about paying $50 for a concert, especially a classical music concert. Compared to that $37.5 student ticket you pay for the mat, or compared to the $180 you spend for Handel's Marcel for the NY Philharmonic, it is nothing. I never expect I can just lie on the floor, have a little rest from school, from the pre-calculus, from all the socializing life. Just listen to Anthony Russo's Costanzo. It is absolutely amazing. I was so stressed by the fact that I can get a ticket for the Met Orchestra Chamber Assembly because I really like to hear Anthony sing Handel. But whatever, this concert saves me from everything, from my life. The Carnegie Hall Wellbeing Concert Series is hosted by Carnegie Hall and the UC Berkeley team. The concerts combine world classic musical performance with elements of self-care and mindfulness. I'm not going to talk beyond that, but to be relatively simple, how classical music saves people. Before this concert starts, the host, Eddie Gozalens, walks around and talks to nearly everyone. He's a pretty nice gentleman. I told him how much I appreciate Anthony's music. We had a nice little conversation, and he told me that he never listened to opera before. I am so sorry for that, like, jump scare, because, like, I am just, like, really surprised. I was like, okay, fine, we should have a good time today. But my real thoughts are, oh, damn, you better remember some points about Anthony that I just told you and pretend you didn't know who he is. I'm sorry for the cursing. Okay. Around 7:15-ish, Anthony and Brian walked in. After some talks about mental health and personal feelings, the first aria starts. I know Ryan Wagner had been the piano accompaniment for Anthony for long, and they worked pretty well. You can sense that familiarity within them. After two, Eddie asks us about our feelings and the changes inside our bodies. I mean, like, you listen to Anthony sing and you feel better? Yes. And we're permitted to stand up and stretch. And here's a moment of my life. I ran to Anthony, gave him a little, tiny, little, like, card I wrote. It's actually a letter. I can't wait till his next word. I just bawled to him and ran back. Alright! As a little, shy, small Asian girl, nothing more to add to my shy and introverted traits. And I kept listening to this concert with a sense of relief. Great, great, great time. Back to the concert. When he was singing the third aria, Vivitrano from Rodolina, I just can't stop myself from swooning my body. Nothing can calm you down when you got yourself into the aria. That's why we all love Handel and the high baroque style. So after the performance and old desert, when I was exiting, a guard just stopped me. I was like, oh my god, did I get into trouble or like offend anyone by any chances? He was like, no, you're fine. A rare thing to see a kid like your age in that's into opera. Interesting point. I mean, I am just a strange 14-year-old opera nerd. Nothing more than that can clue me. And Anthony also sang the aria Che favor senza eludis from Offre ed eludis. Anthony is going to play the role Orpheus at the Met next year, in May and June. That's probably like half years later. The last time I heard this aria was from David Daniels. Yes, that one who's in prison right now. I'm not going to say anything beyond because I don't want my lovely podcast and myself to be cancelled at some point. I love this aria so much. I can't express it with any words, but it is one of my favorite arias. It ended with a three-song crossover of Joshua Gershwin and Ira Gershwin slap the bass, Embrace for You, and I Got Rhythm. A flexure in all of Anthony Rose Costanzo's concert. It was so familiar. I almost had to sing along. But like, I know that no one is spending $18, even though it's $15, but you have to pay like $3 process fee. No one is paying $18 to hear me sing, so I stopped myself. But overall, the concert is so joyful. Anthony is a really nice human. I'm sorry to speak that way, but I mean like a really great person. He said he will read my letter. I took several selfies with him, let him sign my ticket and planner, and tagged him on Instagram. I like the desert even though they are too sweet for me, but nothing bad about free cookies. Although I always presented myself as an introvert, in terms of writing, can be a bit offensive at times. So, if you're lucky enough to accidentally saw the reviews I've written and post on some random social media, you'll probably understand what I'm talking about. Hopefully, he will be fine after reading my letter. I did not write anything that's too offensive either, right? Anyway, thanks a lot. Much appreciated. See Anthony next time in Princeton in January. Train and subway ticket are more expensive than the concert ticket. And it is also the day before my finals, so wish me a good luck. I am going for Magic Flu next Friday. If you see me, please just stop and say hi. Questions, corrections, or just want to talk to me, please email olindatown@gmail.com. It is AulindaTang@gmail.com. Oh my god, every time saying that, I feel myself like a ChatGPT. See you in my next episode. Well, like, it will probably be Wednesday next week because I feel this episode is really, really short and I feel so bad about myself and my audience. So, see you again next week. Bye!